Olivia McAfee thought she had escaped her past when she fled Boston with her 6-year-old son Asher, leaving behind an abusive marriage to a renowned cardiac surgeon. In Adams, New Hampshire, she rebuilt her life around beekeeping, transforming her father's hobby into a thriving business. The symmetry of the hives provided structure to her shattered world. Bodies easily crushed develop weapons, her father had taught her about bees, a lesson she'd internalized all too well in her marriage. For years, Olivia and Asher lived in relative peace, with Asher growing into a talented hockey player and artist. When he begins dating Lily Campanello, a new girl with a talent for cello, Olivia is delighted. But their carefully constructed world collapses when Asher calls from the police station. "Mom, I think Lily's dead." Found at the bottom of her stairs with blood pooling beneath her head, Lily's death transforms from tragedy to suspected murder when Asher is arrested. Suddenly, Olivia must question everything she thought she knew about her son. Could the sweet boy who once stood between her and her abusive husband have inherited his father's capacity for violence? Is it possible to truly know anyone, even your own child? Lily Campanello and her mother Ava moved to Adams, escaping a troubled past in California. Talented and cautious, Lily wore jingling bracelets that concealed scars from a previous suicide attempt. Unknown to her new community, Lily was transgender, having completed gender confirmation surgery the summer before. After enduring bullying and rejection from her father, she and her mother sought a fresh start where her history remained private. When Asher Fields protects her from harassment at a hockey game, they form an immediate connection. For the first time, Lily experiences genuine acceptance, though for a version of herself Asher doesn't fully know. Their relationship deepens through intimate moments of music and art. Yet Lily struggles with revealing her complete truth, thinking, "I'm naked in every way but the most important one," after they become intimate. When she finally discloses her past on All Souls Day, Asher's physical recoil and silence confirm her deepest fears. Trust forms the backbone of every relationship in this story, and its fracture drives pivotal moments. For Olivia, trust was destroyed during her marriage, when her husband manipulated her perceptions until she doubted her own memories. This erosion follows her into her relationship with Asher. When he's arrested, her immediate reaction is protection, yet as evidence mounts, the bruises on Lily's arms, Asher's history of lying, the threatening text, doubt creeps in. What makes this exploration compelling is how it examines the impossible position of loving someone while questioning their character. During Asher's trial, when asked if it's possible to love someone who inflicts harm, Olivia answers, "Yes, it is," acknowledging both her past and present doubts. For Lily, trust involves the calculated risk of vulnerability. Each time she shares a piece of herself, playing cello, showing her surgical scars, revealing her transgender identity, she risks rejection. When she finally trusts Asher with her full truth, his withdrawal confirms her worst fears. The novel asks, what do we owe those we love? Complete honesty or protective omission? The trial scenes form the novel's backbone, examining how truth is constructed. Jordan McAfee, Olivia's brother and Asher's defense attorney, understands the gap between legal and actual truth. "The truth has no place in a court of law," he tells Asher after damaging testimony. The prosecution builds a narrative where Asher killed his girlfriend in a trans panic after discovering she was transgender, a real legal defense used to justify violence against transgender people. Jordan's strategy suggests an accident until the medical examiner's revelation about Lily being transgender blindsides them. These scenes mirror society's treatment of transgender individuals. The prosecution frames Lily's identity as deception rather than self-actualization, reflecting common prejudices. When Asher testifies against advice, he reveals he knew Lily was transgender weeks before her death and had accepted it. "I didn't really care what her chromosomes looked like. She was who I fell in love with." The trial's turning point comes through medical evidence. Lily likely had an undiagnosed blood disorder causing excessive bleeding, suggesting not murder but tragic accident. Identity, its formation, expression, and acceptance forms the thematic heart of the story. Each character undergoes transitions that reshape their understanding of themselves and others. Lily's gender transition is the most literal example, but everyone experiences profound identity shifts. Olivia transitions from abuse victim to independent businesswoman and from wife to single mother. Her identity as Asher's mother, her one constant, is threatened when she questions his innocence during his testimony. "I don't know who you are anymore." Asher transitions from child to young adult and from athlete to artist. When he learns Lily is transgender, his shock stems partly from questioning himself. "What does it mean about me?" before realizing it means only that he loves her. Lily's journey is perhaps most complex. Having transitioned physically before the novel begins, she struggles with whether being transgender defines her or merely describes her past. "I don't want to be the emblematic trans girl," she reflects. "I just want to be a girl." Throughout the story, characters navigate the complex relationship between truth, deception, and self-preservation. The novel demonstrates how truth, while initially devastating, ultimately forms the foundation for genuine healing and authentic relationships. Lily's revelation of her transgender identity to Asher shows both courage and vulnerability. Though his shocked reaction wounds her deeply, their reconciliation proves how honesty strengthens bonds. "I loved who she was," Asher later admits, "not what she was," a realization only possible because Lily shared her complete truth. Olivia's journey similarly illustrates truth's healing potential. After years of silence about her husband's abuse, her testimony during Asher's trial provides context, challenges community perceptions, and liberates her from carrying this burden alone. Elizabeth, an older transgender woman who mentors Lily, offers wisdom. "There's a difference between keeping a secret and keeping something private." This insight challenges assumptions about disclosure and prompts readers to examine their beliefs about authenticity. The novel's title refers to honey from rhododendron flowers, potentially toxic yet still sweet, symbolizing how beauty and danger, sweetness and pain, often coexist in human experience. Olivia's beekeeping provides rich symbolism throughout. The balance required to harvest honey without harming bees parallels the delicate negotiations in human relationships, while beekeeping protective gear mirrors the emotional armor people adent against pain. The final revelation shows Lily died not from Asher's violence, but from an accidental fall during an argument with Maya, who was jealous of Lily's relationship with Asher. This twist reveals how violence often stems from ordinary emotions, jealousy, insecurity, fear, rather than inherent evil. The opening Kierkegaard quote, "Life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards," captures the characters' journeys from confusion to clarity. Though unable to change their pasts, they create sweetness from what life has given them, finding resilience to extract sweetness from bitter experiences.